This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Police say six people and the gunman are dead after a shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. The AP's Donna Warder.
Police say officers entered the Walmart store and found several dead and wounded, and that the shooter is among the dead. Chesapeake police say they believe the shooter stopped firing when officers arrived. They haven't said whether the shooter is dead from a self-inflicted gunshot. Walmart tweeted a statement saying, "We are shocked at this tragic event at our Chesapeake, Virginia store. We're praying for those impacted, the community, and our associates. We're working closely with law enforcement, and we are focused on supporting our associates." I'm Donna Warder.
Today's getaway day for millions of Americans who'll be traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. The AAA's Andrew Gross says if you're driving, this afternoon will be the busiest time on the roads.
Starting at about noon and then rolling into the evening. And it doesn't matter where you are, Atlanta, Boston, Houston, Seattle, you're going to run into traffic at those times.
If you have to fill up the tank, gas is $3.60 a gallon this morning, 20 cents higher than last year at this time. The alleged shooter facing possible hate crime charges in the killings of five people at a Colorado Springs gay nightclub last week is due in court for the first time today by video from jail. An overnight rocket attack in Ukraine hit a hospital maternity ward, say authorities, killing a newborn baby. The baby's mother and a doctor were pulled alive Wednesday from the rubble, say authorities in Ukraine. To China now, and the videos on social media and witnesses talking about employees at the world's biggest Apple iPhone factory being beaten and detained in protests over contract disputes. This is AP News. The pause on student loan repayment has been extended.
President Joe Biden has announced that his administration will extend a pause on federal student loan payments while the White House fights a legal battle to save his plan to cancel portions of the debt.
The Secretary of Education is extending the pause on student loan payments while we seek relief from the courts, but no later than June 30, 2023. Which would give the Supreme Court an opportunity to hear the case in its current term.
Last week, the Department of Justice asked the Supreme Court to consider the issue and reinstate Biden's debt cancellation plan.
It isn't fair to ask tens of millions of borrowers eligible for relief to resume their student debt payments while the courts consider the lawsuit.
I'm Lisa DeWire.
The Dow gained 397 points yesterday. The S&P rose 53. The NASDAQ was up 149 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.